This is Dale Connolly reporting, the news program that examines the totally preposterous. With Halloween becoming a very large industry, people who work in it have come up against their first major industrial crisis. Brick Walters reports.
On a moonlit October night, in the darkest recesses of a rickety old house at the end of a deserted street, an 8-year-old girl and her brother push open a doorway clearly marked, "Beware." Waiting behind that door, a stranger, an overweight, middle-aged, balding man who is desperate and hungry.
Who are you?
I'm the Mad Squeezer! I squeeze people to death, and I'm going to get you.
Okay, right. I'm gonna hold my breath. Come on, Alex, let's find something really, really, really scary.
The Mad Squeezer is a 44-year-old chemical engineer, Roger Hughes.
After those two left, I wept. It makes me so sad to see that children cannot be frightened anymore by a simple, gruesome threat.
What's going on? I asked Valerie Murgatroyd, senior analyst for the Feelings Foundation, a center for the analysis of national emotive trends.
The fear threshold is too high. It's a matter of conditioning and stimulus. We get used to the stimulus, and it takes more and more of it to get a reaction.
So you're saying it's just harder to scare people today?
Yeah. What was that?
That's the microphone.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry. It was suddenly in my face.
Would you feel more comfortable if I stepped back a little?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. So, scaring people is harder.
Yeah, overall, yes.
Desensitized by slasher movies and the evening news, surveys show Americans have become the hardest people on Earth to scare. And yet, at the same time, they are also the most frightened. How can this be true? To pollster Frank Stein, it makes perfect sense.
Look, the numbers will tell you the story. The numbers talk. They do.
And what do the numbers say?
Well, they say that people are afraid. They're afraid every day. Car alarms are up. Home alarms are up. Listen to what the numbers are saying. Concealed weapon laws up. Fear is up.
But the people who are in the profession of trying to scare people, filmmakers and haunted house operators, say the audience is too tough, too cynical.
Yeah, I already know. The numbers told me. People aren't afraid of the professional ghouls and haunted house demons and art film maniacs. It's the amateurs. Amateurs have ruined horror for everyone.
The so-called fright crisis has led to low morale in Hollywood and behind the scenes at haunted mansions all over the country. Aside from the entirely predictable wailing and gnashing of teeth, there is little one can do about it. Unless your name is Heather Rumping.
Yes, we changed our hell house around completely. No more witches, no more bones. Traditional spooky images are far too removed from the most frightening things in most lives.
So, when a person enters your hell house, what do they see?
Oh, a backed-up toilet, a baby that won't stop pooping, a refrigerator full of last June's leftovers, an executive staff meeting waiting for you before it can start, a car with 2 flat tires, lots of weeds, a pregnant cat, a basement waterproofing contractor, a dentist, and an airline ticket agent.
Oh. Oh, this is all about us. We don't fear the supernatural. We fear ourselves.
And it goes downhill from there.
And the response has been...
Good. The state mental health department tried to shut us down. Twice. You can't buy publicity like that.
Is this the way of the future for fear in America? And should we embrace it or recoil in horror? We must ask ourselves, what have we become? Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.